News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump delivering an address to Congress tonight. Sagar Magani has a preview.
It's going to be big.
Republicans like Tom Emmer and House Speaker Mike Johnson aren't nearly giddy.
There really is so much to celebrate.
But as the GOP cheers on the president's total takeover of Washington,
we expect the president to put on a masterclass in dishonesty.
California Democrat Pete Aguilar and others fear for a future under the president, who, with his allies, has slashed the federal government's size and remade America's place in the world, while all but daring the other two branches to stop him. Some Democrats plan to boycott. Others will bring fired federal workers, while many plan to wear blue and yellow in support of Ukraine after last week's Oval Office blow-up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls that incident regrettable and says he's ready to work toward peace. Mexico, Canada, and China already retaliating for President Trump's tariffs. And Lisa Dwyer reports the IRS is drafting plans to cut its workforce by as much as half.
Through a mix of layoffs, attrition, and buyouts, the federal tax collector employs roughly 90,000 workers across the United States. People of color make up 56% of the workforce, and women represent 65%. The IRS has already laid off about 7,000 probationary employees. Along with most federal employees, IRS employees have also been offered deferred resignation program buyouts. Although IRS employees involved in the 2025 tax season were told earlier this month that they would not be allowed to accept a buyout offer until mid-May, after the taxpayer filing deadline. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Storms have knocked out power to nearly 400,000 in Texas, tens of thousands in Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The system also hit the Southwest with dust storms and the Midwest with blizzards. This is AP News. Dolly Parton's husband, Carl Dean, has died at 82.
Dolly Parton says she first saw her husband the day she moved to Nashville when she was 18.
We met at the Wishy-Washy Laundromat in 1964, and I often joke that it's been wishy-washy ever since.
Parton told the AP in 1994, Carl Dean is a great buddy.
He just accepts me for, you know, the way that I am. He just thinks, oh, hell, that's show business.
Dolly Parton says her husband inspired one of her classic songs.
Jolene, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene.
She wrote Jolene about a flirty bank teller who seemed to take an interest in Dean, who was also a writer.
He doesn't claim to be a writer, but his songs, his poems to me are very heartfelt and very deep and very sweet.
Carl Dean was a businessman. He owned an asphalt paving business in Nashville. He and Parton kept strict privacy around their relationship for decades. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.